to help simplify the supplies buying process. Learn more about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 95 in Emporia, 93 in Chanute. It is 6:06.
Swicky in Newark, Delaware.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City and lots of other frequencies all around the state. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will also learn about the debate over reparations in Charleston, South Carolina. And we will take an in-depth look at the Universal Life Church. Church and look. Okay. The Universal Life Church. We're going to tell you about its history, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live. We have some string quartet music coming your way tonight. Then it's an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. We look forward to it every week. Copeland's Canticle of Freedom on tap as well. It's all followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next we have KPR Presents, which is followed on KPR2 by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. Mostly clear skies tonight with a chance of rain, humid. Lows around 70 degrees tomorrow, a lot like today. Sunny and hot, high in the 90s. It's 91 degrees in Atchison, 93 in Topeka. It is 6:20.
Padlocks on my front door.
Was the likely presidential nominee tough on crime or not tough enough? That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
News headlines are up next. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. With state primaries coming up in Kansas and early voting already underway, top election officials are warning about mail delays in the voting process. Ballots must be postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election in order to be counted. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says mail-in ballots can be delayed and they sometimes arrive too late to be counted.
That are determining who the leaders are that are going to govern our nation and our state and our local offices and our counties. I just don't trust the post office with that big of a decision.
Voters can send their mail-in ballots out early or put them in local drop boxes, as Schwab recommends. You'll find ballot drop boxes and advanced voting locations at votekansas.gov. A Kansas hospital is among the victims of a North Korean hacker indicted by the U.S. Department of Justice for ransomware attacks and cyber espionage. U.S. Attorney Kate Brubaker announced today that Rim Jong-kyuk was working for the North Korean government's military agency when he allegedly targeted the unnamed Kansas hospital in May 2021.
They used a previously unseen malware tool called Maui. The malware encrypted four of the hospital's computer servers, affecting medical services and patient appointments.
The FBI says the hackers used the ransom money to buy more internet infrastructure so they could infiltrate sensitive defense and technology information systems. Farmers in Clay County, Kansas will soon be able to learn of ways to deal with stress and treat depression stemming from their difficult profession. Clay Counts Coalition, a nonprofit organization, aims to increase awareness of mental health services. Other counties and organizations have launched similar programs across the state. Lori Martin of Clay Counts says she's married to a farmer and that agricultural professionals are tough and resilient, but not likely to seek help.
They're very proud and they're very private, but they are also under a tremendous amount of stress.
Research shows male farmers in the state are three times more likely to die by suicide than other male workers. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text 988 to connect with the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This is KPR.
Support for Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of frequencies for you. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay with us. Still another 11 minutes or so of All Things Considered. If you're joining us on KPR One tonight, stick around. We have Classics Live coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll hear string quartet music tonight, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next is KPR Presents, which will be followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Lows around 70 tonight. It's going to be humid. Do have a chance of sprinkles here and there. Sunny and hot tomorrow, a lot like today. Highs in the 90s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From EBSCO, committed to providing colleges and universities with relevant online research databases to ensure student, faculty, and staff success. Learn more at EBSCO.com. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from ECMC Foundation, at ecmcfoundation.org.
Before she became a senator or vice president, Kamala Harris was a prosecutor. So what's her track record on criminal justice? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will bring you the regional weather and news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have classics live for you. We have string quartet music tonight. That'll be followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. And then, of course, at 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight. We do have a chance of sprinkles here and there. It's going to be very humid, lows only around 70. Tomorrow, much like today, sunny and hot, kind of humid, highs in the 90s. Humid tomorrow night, lows once again around 70. Really warming up next week. We are expecting highs in the hundreds by Tuesday and Wednesday. It's 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in the Polsky Theater of the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. You're just in time for an hour of string quartet music played by four members of the Kansas City Symphony. Here are violinists Anne Marie Brown and Rena Ishii, violist Duke Lee, plus cellist Lawrence Figg. Starting off with Mozart's 14th string quartet in G major.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to our concert. The piece that we just played, I think in your program, it's written as chrysanthemum, but actually in English that means chrysanthemums, in case you're wondering. And it was written by Puccini after the death of a very close friend. So it's kind of a beautiful elegy in remembrance of this friend. And apparently he was so moved that he wrote it in one night. The two pieces we're going to play next, Adoration by Florence Price and The Magnetic Rag by Scott Joplin. February is Black History Month, so I thought this is a great time to kind of explore some music that maybe you haven't heard. You know, maybe you haven't heard of Florence Price, but you're really going to want to check out her music because it's really quite beautiful. She was quite a trailblazer in her day. She was the first Black American woman to have a symphony. It was actually her first symphony, performed by a major U.S. orchestra. It was performed by the Chicago Symphony in 1933. Her music, especially her string quartets, symphonies, violin concertos. Also, this piece, Adoration, was originally written for solo organ, and it was meant to be performed in church. And then the second work we're going to play following that is the last rag that Scott Joplin ever wrote 3 years before his death. So for our final piece, we're going to play a song called Estrellita by Manuel Ponce. And he was one of the 20th century's greatest Mexican composers. He was also a teacher and a scholar. And he kind of collected and cataloged a lot of Mexican folk songs and traditional songs and folklore. And he incorporated a lot of that into his music.
Ending with Scott Joplin's Magnetic Rag, and just now with Estrellita by Manuel Ponce, played by four current members of the Kansas City Symphony. From the first and second violin sections were Anne-Marie Brown and Rena Ishii, plus violist Duke Lee and cellist Lawrence Fague. They got together to present this Rule Joyce recital, part of the noontime free recital series at Johnson County Community College. KPR's recording engineer Chuck Smith was there to record the concert, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for joining us for this Classics Live. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. ¶¶
Thank you.
KPR recording of trombonist Denson Paul Pollard with Ellen Summer at the piano for Fantasia 4 by Kevin Day. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music for Classics Live this evening comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. You know, you have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Plus, we're online, kansaspublicradio.org, or you can download our app and listen that way.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a visit to the White House today, meeting with both President Joe Biden and likely Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. NPR's Asma Holland has more on what the White House hopes to see come out of the discussion.
The Biden administration really wants to land a deal for a ceasefire and the return of hostages. And the White House says this deal is closer than ever before, but some gaps remain. And that is the primary focus of today's talks. These two leaders, I would note, go way back.
Biden and Netanyahu met the families of Americans being held hostage by Hamas. Hamas, after meeting with Israeli leaders, said it has an or after Harris, rather, Kamala Harris, after meeting with the Israeli leader, says she has an unwavering commitment to the state of Israel, but she also spoke about her serious concerns for civilian deaths in Gaza and those displaced multiple times and for desire for a ceasefire. Vice President, meanwhile, spoke today before the American Federation of Teachers annual convention in Houston. Houston Public Media's Andrew Snyder reports Harris drew stark contrast between the Biden administration and former President Trump on education.
Vice President Harris highlighted her and President Biden's work forgiving federal student loan debt and protecting the right to organize. And she hit former President Trump over his efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act and gut the power of unions.
In this moment, we are in a fight for our most fundamental freedoms. And to this room of leaders, I say, bring it on.
Juanita Darkus, a third grade teacher from Sugarland, Texas, praised Harris.
She really spoke power into her words. I really felt what she was saying.
Harris also pledged, if elected, to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and an assault weapons ban and to restore abortion rights. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
The Park Fire in Northern California erupted overnight. It is now the largest fire in the state. From NPR member station North State Public Radio, Evan Orgrove has more.
The fire began in the city of Chico, but quickly expanded and has now prompted evacuations for thousands of people. It's near the area affected nearly 6 years ago by the deadly campfire. A Chico man has been arrested by CAL FIRE arson investigators on suspicion of starting the park fire. The man was seen pushing a car that was on fire into a gully near Upper Bidwell Park, spreading flames as it rolled 60 feet into an embankment. The suspect's name has not yet been released. CAL FIRE officials say they've been trying to stay ahead of evacuations and get people out as quickly as possible. Extremely hot and dry weather continue to make conditions volatile and dangerous. For NPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.
Southwest Airlines has been known for its 50-year tradition of not having assigned seats for its passengers, but that appears about to change. Airlines says it, saying preferences on the part of travelers have changed. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 81 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate July 25th. The black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy is a light eater. At least it is today. But 200 years ago, it could have had a feast. That would have made it shine hundreds or thousands of times brighter than it is today. The black hole is called Sagittarius A star. It's more than 4 million times the mass of the Sun. That's actually pretty small for a black hole in a galaxy as big as the Milky Way. Like all supermassive black holes, it's encircled by a disk of gas. Some of that material funnels into the black hole. As it does, it gets hot enough to shine at many wavelengths, including X-rays. How bright it gets depends on the mass of the disk, how much stuff the black hole is eating. Today, the X-ray glow is fairly steady, but faint. But a space telescope has detected some X-ray bright areas a couple of hundred light years from the black hole. Those areas could have been illuminated when the black hole flared up about 200 years ago. The black hole might have wolfed down an unlucky asteroid or a small cloud of gas and dust. A feast for the black hole, accompanied by a short but bright flare-up. The black hole is in Sagittarius, which is in the southern sky on summer evenings. Its brightest stars form the outline of a teapot. The black hole is above the spout of the teapot, but it's hidden behind clouds of dust 27,000 light-years away. More about Sagittarius tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Happy Tango Thursday, friends, with one of the great tangos of our time here on KPR, Piazzolla's Liber Tango with Yo-Yo Ma on cello. I hope you liked that. I opened the week talking about birds and the feeling of freedom. And well, Liber Tango, obviously the word freedom is in there, liberty. So at the end of the hour at around 8:45, I have something by Copeland that's about freedom, and it's really nice. I think you will like listening to it. So you've got to keep listening with me. I know you're going to like what's coming up right now because, well, it's fantastic. And if you're eating anything or drinking anything, hold on to your horses because you are about to go through an entire exhibition of pictures. There was your big hint. It's Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition. A lot of people love this and some people don't, but you know what? I think it's worth listening to. I happen to like it and hopefully you will as well. This particular recording is with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Yuri Temirkanov. Let's enjoy it together right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition here on KPR with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Yuri Temirkhanov. I would love to know what you think of that music. So reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org or me directly online at destinyviolin.com. I am your destiny. Ha ha ha. That's actually really my name, I promise. My parents truly named me that. And that joke never gets old, even though it's old. Support for classical music. It's like you're at the zoo, right? And I'm a zoo creature. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day next Wednesday. The Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org. And Merchants Pub and Plate in downtown Lawrence, serving familiar dishes through a seasonal local lens and a bar with 30 craft beers, wine, and handcrafted cocktails. More at merchantsonmass.com. And well, music is handcrafted, so we are going to listen to this handcrafted Canticle of Freedom by Aaron Copland. I will be very curious to know what you think of it. It's with the Seattle Symphony and Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Chorale. Right now on KPR, Copland's Canticle of Freedom.
Thank you.
Okay, what did you think? Here on KPR, Copland's Canticle of Freedom with Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and Chorale. Find me directly online at destinyviolin.com and let me know, or reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org. I love hearing from you and I love featuring listener requests. So I am wishing you all the very best weekend. But don't go anywhere, because NPR News is up next, and then Jazz in the Night with Bob McWilliams. And I love listening to his music after my show, because it, something about it just soothes me. I get very excited by classical music sometimes. All right. See you soon on KPR.
From the inner workings of the government to the creatives making waves in the arts, Morning Edition lets you hear directly from people making headlines.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is with us. That's writer and director Ava DuVernay.
I spoke recently with Billie Eilish and her brother / producer / co-writer Phineas.
Listen weekdays for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Vice President Kamala Harris emerged from a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today at the White House with a show of support for Israel.
I told him that I will always ensure that Israel is able to defend itself, including from Iran and Iran-backed militias such as Hamas and Hezbollah.
But while Harris says Israel has her unwavering support, the likely Democratic presidential nominee also described her conversation with the Israeli leader as frank, Harris saying she has deep concerns about the mounting civilian death toll in Gaza after 9 months of war.
We cannot look away in the face of these tragedies. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering. And I will not be silent.
Harris says she urged the Israeli Prime Minister to reach a ceasefire deal soon with Hamas that could free dozens of hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. The House of Representatives has approved a resolution criticizing Vice President Harris' handling of the border. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports on the GOP focus on Harris's immigration record.
After President Biden dropped out of the presidential race, House Republicans scheduled a vote on a non-binding resolution that condemns Harris's failure as the so-called border czar. Pennsylvania Republican Guy Reschenthaler argued Harris deserves blame for immigration problems.
The president put the vice president in charge of managing the border crisis, and it has been an abysmal failure. The stats speak for themselves.
The president tapped Harris to address the root causes that led to a surge of people entering the U.S. illegally, but never dubbed her role as that of a czar. Democratic leaders dismissed the resolution as a political exercise and noted that GOP lawmakers killed a bipartisan border deal. But six House Democrats who are in tight reelection races voted with GOP lawmakers to pass the resolution. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, the Capitol.
One of Mexico's most notorious drug lords has been arrested by U.S. authorities. NPR's Eder Peralta reports Ismael El Mayo Zambada, who is second only to El Chapo Guzman, was arrested along with one of El Chapo's sons.
Ismael El Mayo Zambada founded the powerful Sinaloa cartel along with El Chapo Guzman, but Zambada has always eluded capture. American courts have charged Zambada with drug trafficking-related crimes many times over the years, beginning in 2003. He's accused of shipping tons of drugs to the United States and spending millions bribing many high-level Mexican officials. For years, it was rumored that Zambada was in poor health, but authorities still believed he was in charge of one of the most important factions of the Sinaloa cartel, which is one of the major exporters of fentanyl. This is a major blow to the cartel. El Chapo Guzman is serving life in prison in the U.S., and now his top ally and two of his sons are in custody. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
This is NPR. Officials in Northern California say a man was arrested overnight on suspicion of arson charges in connection with a fire that forced thousands there to flee their homes. In a statement, Butte County DA Mike Ramsey says 42-year-old Ronnie Stout has been jailed without bond after being identified as the person who pushed a flaming car into a gully yesterday. It resulted in a blaze that exploded overnight from about 1,400 acres to more than 71,000 acres in California's Central Valley, north of the capital, Sacramento. Pixar's animated sequel Inside Out 2 has set another box office record. NPR's Bob Mondello has details.
Inside Out 2, which breathes life into the emotions of a 13-year-old named Riley, has brought
anxiety,
envy,
ennui,
and
embarrassment
to millions of movie patrons in the last 6 weeks. And now it's brought to Pixar and Disney a heaping helping of
joy coming to you live in Riley's mind.
Already the biggest hit of 2024, Inside Out 2 has passed Frozen 2 to become the highest earning animated film ever, with more than $1.46 billion collected at worldwide box offices. Inside Out 2 is now number 13 on the all-time box office chart, having passed Barbie and all of the individual Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings films. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
Still no return date for Boeing's Starliner capsule from the International Space Station. Engineers say they need more time to finish working on problems. Starliner, carrying two NASA astronauts, arrived at the space station June 6th. The agency had originally said the capsule would remain docked to the ISS for about a week, but troubles erupted with the capsule's thrusters. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Jane Gross, whose bequest supports NPR's commitment to creating a more informed public by distributing programming that meets the highest standards of public service and journalism. This is NPR.
Casey's own and great Bobby Watson, the tune called Why Not, opening tonight's Jazz in the Night, the 2002 album Live and Learn, with Bobby Watson, joined by Warren Evans at the piano, bassist Curtis Lundy, drummer Montez Coleman, also on the date, guitarist Greg Scaffins. Bobby Watson kicking off Jazz in the Night tonight. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for joining me this evening. In about 12 minutes, we're going to hear big band music from Fernando Huergo, the bassist and New York City musician Fernando Huergo's big band, in about 12 minutes. In this next set, a couple of new ones, we'll be hearing from pianist Jihee Hio. That's the second tune. But first, it's vibraphonist Ben Galise and his new album called Stick Together for you here on Kansas Public Radio with a song called In the Huddle on KPR.
Thank you.